Astronomers say they have, for the first time, seen the glow of light coming directly from planets orbiting around distant stars. This advance brings us one step closer to actually being able to see a picture of a world outside our solar system. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The last 10 years have been a boom time for finding planets outside of our own solar system. David Charbonneau at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says astronomers have detected these indirectly. A star wobbles when the gravity of an orbiting planet tugs on it, or a star gets dimmer when a planet passes in front.
We've detected over 130 such planets. We've been able to infer some of their properties indirectly through their influence on the central star. But for the first time, and that's what we're presenting here today, we're actually able to isolate the light from the planet itself, and that is a very precious piece of information.
Charbonneau spoke at a NASA news conference. He says he used the orbiting Spitzer Space Telescope, which looks at the universe through infrared eyes, to gaze at one of the stars known to have a planet around it. His team stared at the star for 6 hours straight. When the planet came out from behind its star, the image got brighter. That additional light must have been the glow of the planet itself. NASA astronomer Drake Deming made similar observations of a different star and saw the same thing.
We'll learn basically three things from these measurements. The first thing we learn is that these planets are hot.
That's expected, since they are quite close to their stars.
The second thing is that we'll learn about the spectrum and the composition of the atmosphere.
The spectrum is a light signature that allows astronomers to identify actual atoms and molecules way out in space. Just as sodium in a sodium vapor light has a distinctive color, so do many other chemicals. Third, Deming says they will be able to learn more about the physical nature of these planets. One of them is broader than our own local giant, Jupiter. That's odd, considering that the planet has about the same mass as Jupiter.
One particularly promising explanation had been that perhaps the orbit of this planet was not quite circular. If the orbit was not quite circular, then the planet would be under tidal stress from the star, and the dissipation of that energy would cause the planet to puff up.
The star would tug on the planet's gases, just as our sun and moon tug on the Earth's oceans, creating the tides. But these new observations show that the orbit is not an odd shape that would create that tidal effect, but a nice, tidy circle.
So this eliminates a promising explanation for the mystery of why one planet has such a large radius. And so we're left, in this case, with a mystery that we have to solve. And further Spitzer measurements may be very helpful in that regard.
Deming's discovery will be published later this week in the journal Nature. But the news has already percolated out to other planet hunters. That includes Ray Jayawardena at the University of Toronto. He says, finally, astronomers are starting to see these distant objects as real worlds.
So that's quite exciting. The next thing, of course, we would really like to have is a full frontal photo rather than only the faint glow of the heat from the planet.
Astronomers are trying to find clever ways to take that photo right now. Alan Boss at the Carnegie Institution of Washington says the best bet might be a space telescope that's being specially designed for the task. It's due for launch in a decade.
It's tantalizing that we've made this major step forward. We still have 10 years to go, but as we can see, 10 years goes quickly. Just 10 years ago, we had nothing.
Richard Harris, NPR News.